Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based out of Irving, Texas. The title of his preaching today is A Community Sowing the Seed.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, my sisters, for whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. Though today's gospel can sometimes sound a bit harsh, I wonder if maybe it isn't actually the opposite. At first it sounds as if Jesus is rejecting the members of his own family. "Hey Jesus, your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you. I think they need to talk to you." And Jesus responds, "Who's my mother? Who are my brothers and sisters?" Is Jesus pushing his own family aside? Is he being narrow-minded? Unkind? Or could it be that he's reminding us of something very important? I think that Jesus is telling us that if we want to be true disciples and follow in the footsteps of Jesus, then we must be prepared to open wide the tent flaps and welcome the entire world into our family. There are no secret handshakes or merit badges that set some disciples apart from the rest of the community. There's no VIP section or first-class seating in Jesus' community. Aware that there were some self-centered followers jockeying to see who might get the seat closest to Jesus, it's quite clear that Jesus never gave in to that VIP mentality. Discipleship for Jesus was always horizontal. Maybe the church needs to pay more attention to Jesus' model of brothers and sisters seated as equals in a circle. We have a lot of work to do to bring that kind of equality into reality. I admire the women in our church who struggle to remain faithfully on the path, even when their gifts are often overlooked. They show us the true face of radical discipleship. Since the beginning of organized religion, there's been a tendency to want to be seated in the place of honor, you know, the preacher's seat or right next to it. Jesus, the barefooted, wandering preacher from Galilee, never stopped being a disciple of his Abba. Jesus constantly rejected places of power, and when he saw his disciples leaning in that direction, he gently invited them to return to the path called discipleship. Jesus didn't play the role of VIP. But have we all not seen in churches and folks in churches that are always looking for that special VIP seating? Jesus didn't divide people into categories. He just simply looked at them and invited them to be his followers. And one day he stretched out and said, "Here's my mother, here's my brothers and sisters. Whoever, anyone who does the will of my Abba in heaven is brother and sister and mother and friend." Jesus wants to widen the tent flaps, not tie them up. He's deeply grateful for the gift of this new family of disciples, brothers and sisters who've chosen to embrace this communal life that Jesus is calling us to. Not only is he opening up the tent flaps, he's tearing down the walls so that the circle will be wide enough to to welcome all of God's children. He longs to invite everyone, the whole world, into his circle. Though there were great rabbis and spiritual leaders at the time of Jesus, perhaps many of them were a bit more interested in winning fame and followers than walking the path of discipleship. You know, it's always easier to be a one-man show. Nobody challenges you because you're the boss and you're the show. Jesus points us down a different path, and he does it with very simple words. Come and follow me. It's a simple path, the path that his Abba has pointed out, a path of discipleship lived in community, lived as equals. Jesus so deeply longs to teach his disciples this new path, a path that can set us free. Of course, Jesus isn't worried about becoming the biggest megachurch in town. No, his hope is to sow seeds of good news in the hearts and minds of those who long to listen to his word. In fact, a community of gospel pilgrims who are setting some time aside today to sow a few seeds of gospel joy might not be a bad thing to do. Maybe we might join them today. Blessings as you continue the path. Thank you.